All right, so for this actual session, does everyone have all their shit together?
You know it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of shit together. It'll probably work.
Got some shit. Hope it'll end up being all right.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, Roll 20's gotta finish loading, but other than that, I'm good.
Nah, you don't need it. I don't think you're gonna fight anything this session. Now, where did I put that fish stat sheet?
You're not gonna need that. If you stat it out, the players will just kill it anyway.
I mean, that's kind of somewhat the intent, but it's also supposed to give you a run for your money.
I mean, giant catfishes are not exactly a normal occurrence, even in Estrad.
That is correct. Additionally, catfish are fucking terrifying.
Dude, the fact that people hunt them by sticking their arms down their gullets is horrifying to me.
I don't know. You can noodle anything if you're interested enough.
There's a significant difference between noodling and gigging.
There's where the sheet ended up. I love these, like, my mom found some old school sale at one point, these stacks of library cards of old style ones, and they have been the best note index cards I've ever had.
Nice.
Oh, for my own conscience, maybe you don't want to say right now, but if we had gone here faster, would that fisherman still be alive, or was he in stasis waiting for us to approach?
Mixture of the two. The acceleration of events is a little different here. Part of the whole idea, it originally says like it only triggers when people arrive, but in the original context, like it doesn't give you any hints that he's there. It doesn't instruct you to say anything about him being there or any ideas about it in hints in towns or whatever. It's just if you go out to this place, there's a dude.
And he kind of has a thing.
Additionally, though, there wasn't originally the fish, but they recommended making the fish in the Innistrad Plains Chase book. Well, not specifically the fish, but they recommended like a giant creature like the Gitrog or Kralmar. I decided to do a spin-off thing. They recommended a giant crocodile, but a giant crocodile would be like nothing for you guys at this point and also didn't really make much sense for the locale. Like a giant crocodile is about on par with a vampire, like a babby vampire. So I went into designing my own thing, and then part of the idea in the original thing is that Bluto's completely fucking lost it. Like he's kind of a shell of a man. I wanted to make it not just that's like nothing to work with, and so I decided to try and make him more add more to that as well. Depending on what exactly time you would have gotten here, you might have encountered him in stages of preparation, even though in the original it just had him already out there. As it is, since you guys delayed for a while, I just ended up having him out there again. So he probably wasn't gonna get through things well, no matter what. But as it is, he just got directly eaten by a fish.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm gonna put something in the microwave, and then I will be ready to go.
Is it fish? Are you
No,
prepping
it's
fish?
it's red bean paste filled bao.
Why would you fill a bow instead of like a stand?
My stand, red bean paste, of course.
I mean, there's probably a song for it.
Probably just an ad from a red bean paste and food.
Oh.
Yeah, Josh, I haven't heard you if you've been talking for a while. So maybe we should get that in line first.
Bathroom too.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yep.
Fuck's sake. Okay, good. As I was saying, oh, fuck, what was I saying?
I don't know.
I couldn't hear.
No, I know. That was more to myself. Fuck. God damn it. I was gonna say, cool. Now I can't remember what the thing was. Oh well. Guess the world will have to mourn for a cool idea.
I also should probably listen to that last session for a moment again because I just realized I somehow lost my initiative sheet. I know the fish goes at the end. That's easy enough.
I know that I have a cool plan.
You went first.
Yeah, but I have a cool plan.
Then it was Grove.
Do you guys want to know what my cool plan is?
And yes, I do, actually.
Well, you're gonna find out.
Ooh, so enigmatic.
When I do the plan.
Are you going to do a jumping, a flying leap off of my horse?
You'd have to get up on it. Like, you had the horse stay quite a bit above the water level.
Plan has been
Yeah, I actually
updated.
discussed trying to do that. But the horse was like 30 feet in the air or something right now, so
So
I didn't
I'm
exactly
muting
where.
my Hangouts plugin for a moment so I can just try and listen for the initiative order once I.
Yeah, no, I got an even better plan now.
Plunging attack.
Yeah,
Who has lightning? Let's just try and make some fried catfish.
That's. I don't think anyone. Wait, wait. Our true dad maybe has lightning.
Try thrust but whole. Don't give up, skeleton.
Hang in there, skeleton.
Time for crab.
We need to do a session where we only talk in Dark Souls.
Amazing, Jeff.
It's always time for crab.
What a robust chat system.
My plans actually...
Aren't they always? Of our plans?
Occasionally there's... Sometimes. It's okay sometimes.
What was the last plan we had where you were like, wow, that was clever?
Whatever.
Alright, excellent. I got the initiative now. And I guess the one thing I should do for prep is crack back open where that swimming works, huh? Oh, fuck. I just found I used the old initiative sheet as a bookmark for the swimming section. Great.
Sweet.
Great use of me time.
I mean, you just checked your work. That's always good.
Yeah, were you correct?
Yes. Like, I mean, I literally listened to the initiative declaration again, so, you know, it'd be hard to fuck up.
As usual, Conrad's last.
No, he's not. Of the party, yes.
Well, that's fair.
You had a 3. The fish got a 2.
Way to go, fishman.
I mean, you can't blame it. It gave you all a chance to do something. But yeah, if everyone else is ready, I should be prepared to run a game.
Yep, I'm good to go.
Yep.
So feel free to start the recording anytime.
No, I can't cut the recording into pieces because this is basically one big live streaming event.
Oh, is it? Okay. Okay, so this is actually just a separate thing. So someone's going to have to listen to all this garbage and cut it out. Apologies, whoever that is.
You.
Yeah, probably. Sorry, me.
Don't make the dog do it.
Yes!
I hate this!
Keep giving and giving.
Joke always gives.
Fuck.
Gives what, Travis? Dead. Gives what?
I'm fucking dead, what you man. Want. I'm gone. Goodbye.
I know, right? Hold on a second.
What now that we've used the only time it can be funny per session?
Wait for its cooldown of a week again, and all right, prepare to fire. Okay, so we all organized and prepared then, at least? Because I can go into this entry spiel at any point, I swear to God, I'll mess you up.
Try this, you ready?
Yeah, okay. Good.
Here we go.
He just left the group.
Balsas just said, fuck off, being a renegade. I'm done.
There he is.
Hello again, Kevin.
Hello.
Let me make sure I have that written down. Oops, sorry, that wasn't the right... Okay, yeah, 1d12.
Travis.
What's up?
You're in Overwatch.
Sorry, there's a lot of people.
I don't know why, but cutting off mid is funnier to me.
Okay. Sorry, somebody was coming in after complaining about their poons being too good.
I don't think I want to know anything about this.
It's a manga.
What a great meta. That deep water, that dark water.
Glass shot gonna get you, boy.
Stay out of that dark water, mage kid.
Pretend there's a core dog at the end of the pond.
You're so frail. Pretend there's a zombie at the edge of the pond. Move, feckin' move.
Am I moving towards it or away from it? I'm confused.
No, away from it. So,
catfish gonna come.
I mean, feel free to move yourself. So,
okay. So, wait.